SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden and House Republicans at odds over the southern border immigration crisis.
Even as White House and Senate negotiators try to reach a bipartisan immigration deal, House Republicans are demanding tougher immigration policies. Speaker Mike Johnson and dozens of GOP members traveled to the border in Texas last week, where they blamed President Biden for the thousands of daily illegal crossings. White House officials called it a political stunt and blamed lawmakers for not approving more funding for border security. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher says China is exploiting the crisis at the southern border.
That issue alone shows you why Joe Biden can't have four more years in office. The border is an unmitigated disaster, and I'm confident that our enemies are taking advantage of that fact.
Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. Also at SRNnews.com, Inauguration Day in Louisiana.
Governor-elect Jeff Landry, a Republican endorsed by former President Trump and known for his conservative positions on issues like abortion, is set to be sworn in on the steps of the state capitol. The inauguration, originally scheduled for Monday, was pushed up a day early due to weather concerns. However, it's purely ceremonial, and Landry will not officially take office until the next day. Landry, who has served as the state's attorney general for 8 years, won the gubernatorial election in October, beating a crowded field of candidates and avoiding a runoff. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Israeli military dismantling the military infrastructure of Hamas in northern Gaza, shifting its offensive now to the enclave's southern half. That pivot was announced as the Israeli-Hamas war officially now entering its fourth month today. This is SRN News. The Methodist Church in the United Kingdom delivers a rather unusual pronouncement.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states trying to prevent kids from being exposed to pornographic content in their local libraries. Illinois going in the opposite direction. A new law there has gone into effect in the state. It strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book simply because of the content. This is SRN News. A popular trend may be slowing. Here's John Scott.
Almost every U.S. state has cut taxes in some way in the past 3 years. But that may be slowing as many states head into the new year with lagging tax revenues. Every state except Alaska and Nevada has enacted either permanent cuts, temporary suspensions, or one-time rebates on their income, sales, property, or gas taxes. Neither Alaska nor Nevada charges an income tax. And Alaska also has no statewide sales tax. Though states ended 2023 with record fund balances, these are expected to decline in 2024. John Scott reporting.
Major winter storm bringing up to a foot of snow and freezing rain in some parts of New England. Winter storm warnings and watches in effect throughout the Northeast today. Icy roads making for bad travel conditions as far south as North Carolina. More details at SRNnews.com.